The creation of good agricultural practices, or GAPs, for the fresh fruit industry were mentioned as a major accomplishment of the past season during last week's Indian River Citrus League annual meeting. League Executive Vice President Doug Bornique talks about the GAP process and its importance.
There's the team of Interior and River guys are working on our working paper for good agricultural practices, just like the BMP manual. They put together for fresh fruit, one of the most sophisticated working papers I've ever seen to help anybody in Florida that has fresh fruit shipment that, and they need to go through an audit. This paper as developed is phenomenal. And it's been looked at by the University of Florida, the researchers. It's been looked at by a lot of private industry folks that do audits. We have had input on all levels. We're going to post it probably next week, the final version. And just like the BMP manual, it's a working paper. It'll be modified as we go through time, as new practices are developed to keep our oranges and grapefruit safe.
It's my understanding GAPs are largely driven by retailers correctly wanting traceability and to know where fruit came from and that it's safe.
Correct. Yeah, it's driven by that, and it's evolved quickly as there have been scares like the melon scare in Colorado in September. You have it overlaps into all commodities, and so our trading partners want assurances that we take, you know, we have the highest standards, and they want to know what steps we take, that our fruit arriving in their shores is safe for their consumers.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.